in the Lord. Thank God for my brothers and sisters in the flesh. I just thank God. It's just a great day today. It's a great day. Not because Christmas is next week. I don't want to sound like the Grinch, but I'll be glad when it's over. I love Christmas, though. You know, but it's always Christmas for some of us, ain't it? We always giving somebody something. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So at least we got the true meaning of what Christmas is, what it's about, what it symbolizes. It's about giving. The Lord tells us that we're blessed if we're able to give, you know, and not to receive. So we are blessed. I just give honor to God this morning, who's ahead of my life, who just keeps encouraging me. I mean, I hear it passed in my head often. You know, I said, Lord, I said, Lord, you know, every time I turn around, he keeps encouraging me. You know, he encouraged me this morning in service. You know, Lord just keeps encouraging me. I'm just so glad to be here. Thank God for our visitors. Edwin, is on his return, thank you for coming back, Brother Edwin. Brother here, what's your name again? Jeff. Good to have you. Good to see you. Thank God for you all. We hope that you enjoyed the service, and this is what we do. We come to edify, build up one another. We come to correct and reprove one another. We come because we love the Lord. We're not a perfect church. We're not a perfect people, but we are a work in progress, and we truly love our God, and our God name is Jesus. You know, Jesus is our God. That's what we serve. There's only but one God, one faith, one baptism, and we believe in him. Now, all this different stuff about three different gods is just one. But I just thank the Lord for being there. Thank God for my pastor. Like just my sister said back there, take your time, Pastor. You know what you're here for. The gifts are coming forth. You know, take your time. You know, do what you have to do. You're still the pastor of this church, and you're still my pastor, and will always will be here and forevermore. I thank God for you. I've learned so much from you. It's just crazy. You know, but I just thank the Lord for allowing me to stand in your stead, giving me an opportunity to stand before his precious people. I'm just a servant. I'm a filler what I am. I fill in. I get in where I fit in. Wherever God needs me to be, that's where I want to be. You know, if I got to clean the toilets, Lord, it's time to clean the toilets. I'm going to clean the toilets. Time to vacuum. I'm just going to be what God wants me to be. I'm a servant. I want to be a humble servant. That's for sure. I want to be like Jesus said. I want to be as those children. Except you be as one of these, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You got to remain a child. I don't care how grown you are, how grown you get. You got to be a child. Have a childlike faith. You have to have that childlike mind, attitude. You just got to be a child, you know. Touched on that a little bit this morning, didn't we? You just got to learn to be a child and get grown. Can't nobody tell us nothing. I'm grown now. Huh? Like, boy, I'm still your daddy, but I can't whoop you now. Get him, Lord. God to get him for God to get you. He know how to set you straight. Thank God for my wife, my children. I'll do that later. I'm just glad to be here. Thank the Lord for his word. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Daniel again. We talked about Daniel last week. We're going to talk about the three boys. Guess I should have went in sequence, but this ain't how God gave it to me. So I got to follow him. We have such a wonderful time in Sunday school. And boy, I tell you, if we had some other minds here, look out to all them great minds that will ask all of them those great questions. Well, I don't think sometimes we'll be ready to go in church, have service. If you all come and join us in Sunday school, boy, I bet you we will have a blast. So come on out. Sunday mornings, 9:30 to 10:30. It's just an hour, half hour more of your time. And God is just good. He is good. We're going to go in the Word. Try not to hold you long this morning, but man, God give you stuff. You just start writing and writing and writing and writing. I sit sometimes, Pastor, I say, Lord, I need to be writing a book. I need to be writing some of those little short sermons and put them in those devotions. Because I know I ain't gonna say that, but it's just a lot. But I'm just going to be led by the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. And let us also, we're going to reach out for Brother Flippo. He called and asked us to have prayer for him, to pray for him. He's back in the hospital. He's got another blockage. And so we're going to keep him up and have the Lord lead us. We know we got other sick people out there that's going through. So, Father, we come before you right now, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for all things in all situations, God, and under every circumstance, Lord. We still lift our hands and say thank you, Lord, because, God, we know that you're with us, Lord, and we pray for our brother on this morning, God. We ask that you will strengthen him, Lord God. God, we still ask you for a miracle, Lord. We ask, God, that you will unblock that artery, God. But, God, if he's got to go under the knife, God, we pray, God, that you give his body strength, Lord God, to endure the surgery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for his wife that you will comfort her, Lord God. Oh, God, during this time, Lord, and all those, God, that are going through in their bodies, Lord God, they're sick some kind of way, God, in their body, Lord. Lord, some kind of illness, oh God, some kind of disease, God. But, Lord, we know that you're the God that healeth all diseases, God, all illness, oh God. So, God, we ask that you would touch those, Father God. Oh, God. Touch those, Father God, that are sick in their body, God. Those, Father God, that are incarcerated, God. Lord, look on them this morning, God, and bless them, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, look on our children, God. We pray for the return, Father God, of our children, God. You promised, Lord God, to bring them back, Lord God. You said you were going to gather them from the east and the west, Lord God. You said, God, that you're going to cause the north to give up and the south not to keep them back, God. So, Lord, we're looking for them to come in, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you also, God, for our visitors, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, I ask that the Holy Ghost, Lord, will lead and guide me. Speak to me and speak through me, God, that I may follow him and say that what he wants me to say. And I pray, God, that you bestow and leave a blessing upon your people this morning. In Jesus' name, the church will say it. Amen. You know, this is a time that people are just going through. You know, they ain't got to tell you nothing. You can just feel it in the atmosphere. You can see it. It's written on some of them. Some of them are wearing it well. But people are really going through, but we know a God that can bring you out. You know, we know a God that's able to bring you out of what you're going through. That's for sure. So we're going to be talking about the three Hebrew boys this morning. I know this is a familiar story to everybody, but the Lord had me to go over and expound on it the best that I can. Bless the Holy Ghost will allow me this morning. And so here it is. Nebuchadnezzar, he built this golden image, and he's got the Israelites, they're in captivity. Mind you, they're in Babylon, and they got this king residing over them. But, you know, Daniel 3, I'm sorry, I thought I said that. Thanks, mother. And so, we got Israel, they're bound, the whole state of Israel in captivity, but this king chose these four young men. You know, one, David, Daniel, he interpreted dreams, and Daniel appointed these three boys to be governors with him in this time. I mean, if there's a time such as this, we need God, we need him now. We need God here in the church. We need him in the U.S. of A. We need him in the land, God. We need him in Israel, Palestine. We just need God all over. Everybody needs God. The world seems like it's just falling apart. But we know a God that's able to keep us from falling. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose weight was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together into the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." Here it is. The king set up this thing. And he called everybody. The sheriffs. I mean, everybody, all people, all nations. "Look, I set up this image. And at the time y'all hear this music play, y'all better drop down and worship and bow down and worship this image." So many people are dropping down right now, bowing down, worshiping the images of this world right now. And they ain't got to have no music. And they just doing it. They have lost their first love. He said, verse 8, "Wherefore at the time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews." Somebody going to always accuse you too. Accuse you falsely. You know, they're going to tell lies on you. So don't be surprised. People get the lying on you. I ain't think they'll do that. They're going to lie on you. Not for your sake, but for his name's sake. Yeah, they're going to lie on you. They're going to bring some false accusations against you. They're going to tell all kind of stuff that you didn't do. And don't be up there trying to defend yourself. Give space so God can deal with them. You have an advocate. God going to defend you. He going to speak for you. He said, "Wherefore, at the time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, they spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, and all of these things,'" because it's going to repeat that over and over. And he said, verse 11, "And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the Babylon, affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up." There are certain Jews, he said, you know, who you set up over the province of your kingdom. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God set people up. Pastor, Jackie, Tawana, Gwen. There are certain people. Mother, Brother Joe. God set up and ain't bowing down and worshiping this king, this king's image. Because a lot of times people think you set them over certain things here in this world. They think you're just supposed to do everything they tell you to do. You're supposed to be at their mercy. You know, it sounds like certain jobs, you know. You know, got to be honest, you know, jobs now are not like they used to be. You know, back then when my daddy was working, man, them jobs, they really took care of them, the workers. You know, they did. And they did a lot for them. But now these jobs now, man, they say they take care of you. We got somebody saying, well, you don't like what you do here, just go somewhere else and work. You know, they don't care. You know, they don't care about your family. They don't care about none of that stuff no more. They don't. They don't have your best interest at all. They just think about the money. About the money and about their money, their power, their family. They ain't thinking about you. And so they think that you're supposed to do anything they ask you to do. Like with all of this stuff that comes up, this inclusive and diverse stuff. You know, I love those people. You know, I love not just them people. I love the drunks. I love the drug addicts. I love them. But there's certain things I'm just not going to deal with. I'm not going to do. And I'm going to stand against it. And they think because you're making a stand or taking a stand that you're wrong. You know? Oh, yeah, Pastor, you'd be surprised. They want you to go along with all kind of stuff out here now. You'd be surprised. You probably quit. You probably quit your job. If you wouldn't quit, they'll fire you quit. They'll get you out of there, Pastor. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of us. When we start taking a stand, they're going to get you out of there. You know, they don't want you causing no division. And that's what these three boys were doing. King, you set these guys up over the province of our kingdom. They ain't bowing down. Everybody else bowing. Why are they so special? Why ain't they got to do it? You know, that's what the devil looking at. Why ain't they doing it? You know, because we serve somebody else. We got another king. We ain't bowing down to nobody. And so because they give you certain places to stand in and areas that you over, you know, they don't want you going against them. But God has given us dominion power over all of that stuff. And so then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, verse 13, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? He said, now, he said, is it true? Y'all ain't serving this. Y'all still coming to church? Y'all ain't gave up yet? Is it true that you ain't bowed down to the devil, the enemy, the prince of this world? Huh? He said, look, now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sounds of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is this God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You say, look, I'm going to give y'all one more chance now. When y'all hear this music, hearing all kind of music out there. Drop it like it's hot and all that. Folk doing all kind of stuff. They bowing down to all kind of stuff out there. But I'm going to give you one more chance when you hear this music. You bow down, then it's going to be well with you. But if you don't, I'm putting you in the fiery furnace. And who is that God, he said. Look, he just told Daniel in chapter 2, after Daniel interpreted some dreams for him. He just told Daniel, there is no God like your God. He just told Daniel that. Now, these are Hebrew boys. They all came in together. You know, they all believe in the same God. You know, I mean, because Daniel interpreted, God gave him the ability to interpret his secret. He thought he was just the God of just interpreting secrets, you know, his dreams and all of that stuff. He said, well, they serve the same God. This God not only interprets secrets, this guy can move mountains. This guy can cast them into the sea. This guy can keep you, you know, when you think you can't be kept. This God is a God of healing. This God is a God that will bring you out of what you're in. This God is what we say, man, he's something else. Ain't nothing this God can't do. This God is the God of all gods. That's what kind of God this God is. He said, I'm going to give y'all one more chance now. Y'all bow down now and look, y'all serve this image that I set up and it's going to be well with you. And they said, no, we're not going to do it. We ain't going to do it. He said, now, number 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. He said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. He said, well, we're not careful, O king, to answer you in this matter. We're not going to debate with you, king, about what you demised already. And you already got it made up in your mind. You know, you already got it made up in your mind for us to bow down. But you know what, king? We got it made up in our mind, too, that we ain't bowing down. You know, we're not careful to answer you. You can't be careful to answer the devil when it's time for you to stand up for God, it's just time to stand up for God. You can't think about what you're going to have to endure. They weren't thinking about themselves. So we're not careful to answer you in this manner. We're going to let God answer for himself. You know, that was a time when the children of Israel, they was worshiping Baal. They was doing all kind of stuff. They left their God again. And they had a prophet to come and say, listen here, how long are you going to be halted between these two opinions? And people are halted between opinions today, whether they really want to go on with God, serve God, or they don't want to go with God. Well, I don't know about that, but they want the goods, but they don't want to have to go through to stay with the goods. So how long are you going to be halted between these two opinions? They weren't halted between no opinions. They had their minds made up. You got to have your mind made up. The king came to a conclusion. I come to a conclusion too, that I'm going to worship and serve God until the day I die. I'm for sure that God is able, they said. He said, listen here. He said, and if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will. You got to know that God will do it. Not he might, you know, maybe God, when we were talking about, maybe God might do it. He might answer the prayer. He might. But they said, look, you got to know that you know that you know that you know that God will do it. And when you come with that kind of attitude, with that in your heart and in your spirit, God will do it. God gonna do it. You got to come boldly before the throne of grace and know that God hears you. And know that God is going to answer you and deliver you. You got to just tell that devil when you're sick in your body, when you're going through. Look, devil, I don't care what you're trying to put in my mind, what you're trying to put in my heart. God will do this. People are going through today. I got a brother that's going through. Y'all know him. I mean, just going through. I mean, just laying there, just going through. Lord, put him on my heart to call him. Talk to him. I didn't know he was in that bad of a shape. You got to know your God. You got to know that God is with you. He's for you. He's more than the whole world against you. I say, man, get up out. Get up. Rise up. And move on. Don't sit there and lay there and die. You know, I don't care what the doctors are saying. Yeah, it's the truth what the doctor's saying. But this is the truth too. I'll be with you always until the end. I am the God that healeth thee from all. Well, maybe some. I can do some and not the others. I can take this common cold away, but when you got cancer, don't you go somewhere else with that. I can't handle that cancer. I can't handle sugar diabetes. I can't handle that inflammation in the knee. I can't handle that. You got to go somewhere else with that. But the God that I know, the God that I serve, he wants it all. He wants it all. He wants to show up and show out. He wants to show the world what he can do. He's able to do it. You can't compromise with this devil. And you got to be, look, and you still be going through, but you still got to be saying that same old thing. Still, back still hurting, D.D. But I know a God that will. I know a God that can. Foot still, I'm still limping, but I still know a God that can do it. And he will. I ain't gonna never say what God can't do. Because there is nothing that he can't do. He can do anything. He can do all things. He will do it. But are you gonna be fine? You gonna find you standing on that. When he come, when he come, are you still gonna be saying it? He will. When the devil come, are you still gonna be saying, "I know you can do it, Lord"? You know, so I don't know if somebody said that or what. Get you a song. Sing the word in a song. You know, you got to get crazy with the devil. You got to do whatever it takes to get out, to get your deliverance. You know, that I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. And I think they say, yes, he will. Yeah, that's all I can remember, James, because I know that's all I can remember, Gwen, because that's I know he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. That's all I sing, because he will. They said, look, and he will, O King. We ain't got to debate with you about the power of God. We know the power of God. It's for you to don't know. You know, people don't know what God can do. I can do anything. God find you broke, disgusted, busted head. But when God get through with you, you be wealthy. Wealthy enough to take care of your family. Wealthy enough to take care of your kids. Head, got the bandages off your head. He found so many people. He found my brothers like that in the past. You come down and pray, you got bandages on the head, bandages over here, bandages. But when God got through with him, God delivered him. God healed his body. God can do it, man. I'm telling you, God can do it. Ain't nothing God can do. He said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. How many know that God is able? I know God is able. So don't count your test, your trial greater than God. I know God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he said. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, if he don't, I used to say, if he don't, then we know that he's able. But it be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that you have set up. I ain't bowing down. You know, they thought, you know, that they was going to be so afraid of the fiery furnace, people afraid about what they might have to go through. You know, you got to be resilient. And you got to know that what David said, he said, the Lord, my body is wonderfully and fearfully made. He said, marvel at thy work. He said, he is wonderfully and fearfully made. You got to know that God, these bodies, they can withstand a whole lot. I've seen people with such trauma. I would question it, Lord, are they going to come out of that? You know, I don't say, is it possible? I know it's possible, but I say, is they going to come out of that? And sure enough, they come out of that. He said, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Marvel at thy work, and my soul know it right well. The Bible says, you know, because they was finna get put in this fiery furnace, that the king and the people, no doubt some of the Jewish people thought that the Israelites thought they was going to buckle under that pressure. You know, they finna get bound. Man, they better bow down. Y'all better bow down to this devil. You don't know what he got in store for you. You know, he said, we ain't bowing down. They was just robust. And they tell me that the Twin Towers, you know, up under all of that heat that it endured, it buckled. It fell down because of all of the heat melted all that, just made that iron weak. And that's what they thought, that this was going to happen to these three boys. And they ain't even put them in the fire yet. They just talking about what they're going to put them in the fire. They thought they was going to be scared and say, okay, king. All right. We can feel the heat. Because he said, charge it up 7 times hotter. You can feel the heat sometimes, can't you, when you get close to them trials. When you know you were finna encounter a test, a hard trial, you can feel the heat. But they said the towers, you know, the heat caused them to buckle under the heat. The towers lost its robustness. You know, it lost its ability to withstand the heat, the ability to withstand or overcome adverse and rigorous situations. It sounds like the body. That's what David said. My body is wonderfully and fearfully made. You know, and he said he know it right well. You know, this body can withstand any adverse, any robust, any rigorous test. It don't make no difference if it's hot, if it's water. It don't make no difference what it is. This body can withstand anything, any situation that the devil throws at us. The king thought that they were going to lose their ability because of the fire, the ability to stand. God has given you an ability to stand through all your tests and every trial. I don't care how hot it is. God has made this body so to where, hey, look, it don't make no difference what you're in, what you're going to be up against. This body's able to withstand it. It is strong. It's marvelous. And I know Jesus said, fear. He said, don't fear them that can destroy the body only, but fear him that can destroy the body and soul into hell. So God ain't putting nothing on you that you can't handle. You know, even this fire, this was literally a fiery furnace that these people was finna get bound up and thrown into this fire. But they standing strong. They still resilient. They ain't buckling up under the fear of the fire. They're not backing out. You know, so many people back out today. They back out for the least little amount of thing. You know, people are just drawing back from the faith of God. They're falling away from the faith of God. But I'm so glad that there's still a few resilient people here in the church that still decided, regardless of how hot it got, how hot it's going to get, I'm still going to be serving God. I'm still going to be here praising God every Wednesday. I'm still going to be here on Sunday mornings. I'm still going to be here. You know, it don't make no difference how hot it get. You still got to show your resilience. You got to show your faithfulness, that for God you live and for God that you die. You're going to go through something. Oh, yeah, you're going through something. And most of us going through something right now, if the truth be told. You know, we're going to go through some stuff, saints of God. But you got to know that God is going to be with you. You got to know that God is there with you. How many of us have made up our minds today that we're going to serve God, that we're going to do what God told us to do? You know, I know the flesh gets weak. It's tired of going through. You know, the flesh is ready to tap out sometimes. Well, Lord, I've done all I can do, and I can't do no more. Yes, you can. You got a little bit more in your tank, because I'm finna fill you up. I'm going to cause you to go a little bit farther. God trying to take us a little bit farther. You can go as far as God will take you. You can go as far as the Lord will take you. That's why David said his body is wonderfully and fearfully made. But we're not going to escape tests and trials. I know it sounds like I be repeating myself, but man, that's all I got is tests and trials. That's all I hear is people going through tests and trials. So I'm trying to encourage you about your tests, about your trial and your fiery situation that you're in, that God going to bring you out of it. If you can believe God, not me. You know, we've seen him done it. We've seen him do it before. Haven't he done it? I heard your testimony. I heard your testimony. I heard all of your testimonies. Because you don't miss telling nothing for God. So, you know, so we're going to go through. Let's turn to 2 Timothy verse 1. They didn't mind going through. They did not mind going through for God. And we got to remember, when we go through for God, it's for a reason. It's for a purpose. God has got a perfect, he's got a plan and a purpose for your life. God ain't just down here whipping on you. And ain't God whipping on, God finna use you. In fact, God finna show up in some of our lives. He is. Because you've been standing for so long. You've been standing for years, ages, before some of us was born. You've been standing. And God finna show up. Paul said, look, he wrote to Timothy, he said, for which cause I also suffer these things. Paul knew all about it. You got to suffer some stuff. He said, for which cause I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I ain't ashamed of what I go through for the Lord. He said, I'm not ashamed. He said, for I know whom I have believed. You know who you believed in? They knew who they believed in. They knew their God. He said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. I don't know how many people are fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded. Test after test, trial after trial, situation after, but I'm still fully persuaded. He said, I'm persuaded that he is able. Is he able? To keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Against what day? Against today. Against the fiery trial day. Against the headache day. Against the broke money day. Against the day that I need my bill paid day. God is able to keep you in all those situations. Against the day that you think that you ain't gonna make it out of that day. God is able to keep you in that day. You got to be fully persuaded that God is gonna, not somehow, but by his power, he's going to show up for you. He's not going to let the devil destroy you. He's going to show up. So Paul said, for which cause I suffer these things? We suffer those things. He said, I ain't ashamed. You can't be ashamed what you go through. So I'm going to tell it. I'll be telling what I go through. So people say, why are you telling all your business? Ain't all my business. I'm telling, that's right, Pastor. I'm telling those things, you know, because I know God wants to use it somewhere. I know he do. Somebody kind of got under my skin a little bit at work. Because, say this, Lord, without this person might be listening. Because I'm not going to fit in a situation where I know I ain't supposed to be in as a Christian. And this is a Christian making a remark toward me. Oh, I see you such. They must say, boy, he ain't got it yet. I said, well, I'm just doing what I think the Christian's supposed to do. I'm showing myself friendly. I ain't going to divide myself. I said, well, I'm just going to be amongst those sinners just in case one of them need me to pray. Just in case one of them need me for something. Because one day they're going to need me. And every time something pops off around there, go ask Al. Al will tell you the truth. That's what they tell the supervisor. And the supervisor said, look, I'm asking because so-and-so told me ask because you will tell me the truth. So, yeah, I'm going to tell the truth. But, look, I ain't trying to get in all of that stuff where people, I ain't supposed to be. You know, I ain't trying to keep myself segregated, separated from people. I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to ear hustle. So later on, when I know I got to talk to them, I better tell them something about the Lord. You know, I tell them all the time, well, yeah, such and such. I tell my wife, yeah, brother, my wife just had a situation. Brother come. Said he finna have a hip surgery. Right? Well, he called me. I'm like, well, Lord, you touched Jacob's hip and hollered and caused him to limp. I said, you can touch again and cause his limp to be made straight. You know, you can fill in that void where my brother's limping. At. You know, God, people need you. They need your testimony about the fiery trials. See, man, my wife, you know, she had this something going on with her face, and she thought it was the limp nose. I said, whatever that is. And people just listening. I said, man, we prayed, worshiped God. We just kept praying, kept believing. She got up not long ago. I said, last Sunday, testify how God took it down, and she ain't got no more pain. She can eat and all that. You know, people need to hear when you are in the fire. They need to hear about your fiery situations. You know, because sometimes, you know, fire does a lot of things, Pastor. Fire cleanses. Fire strengthens. But fire, sometimes it makes. You know, they got the Bible. Dude, the Jeremiah said, look, he said his word is as fire and a hammer that break rocks. Come on, his word. We got to believe God's word. It's the word of God that's going to get you through. It's the word of God that's going to get you out of it. It's his word. So Paul said, I'm not ashamed. You can't be ashamed of what God bringing you out of. Don't look at it as God just brought me in this test and this is where I'm going to sit. You can sit as long as you want to sit. But as somebody said this morning, you can praise your way right out of it. You can come out of the fire. You know, I've been through the fire. That's a song, I think, ain't it? You've been through the fire. Here you said, you've been through the fire. You came out. But you might be going through the fire again. God trying to make you. It's just a test. He's trying to shape you. That's what he's trying to do. You ever seen one of those blacksmiths? When they making swords. And I watched that forged in the fire. They get these guys and they get them in this place. They blacksmith. And they throw a car or any kind of metal and they say, look, make this sword. Make that. Make this. And guys put that stuff in there and they be heating it up. That thing gets so weird and they take that hammer. Ping. 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 And they shape it. Ping. Ping. That's what God's doing to you when you're in the fire. Ping. 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 He's shaping you and he's making you, he's molding you into what he wants you to be. The fire that they were in is not to consume them. The fire that they was in is to, it was just a test. It was just a test. So the fire that you in this morning is just a test. God is making you. He's shaping you for what he wants you to be. And so every time you get in the fire, just think about the hammer. Ping. Oh, God making me. Ping. He want me to be sharp. Yeah, God know what he's doing, and we think he come to destroy us. Oh, the wrath of God. That ain't the wrath of God. Whoo. David said, Lord, don't chastise me in our hot displeasure. He knew if God chastised you when he ain't, you ain't coming out of that whooping. You ain't coming out of that whooping. Not at all. So God is able to keep us against any day. The day of persecution, the day of uncertainties. God is able, and they knew their God. They knew who their God was. You got to know who your God is, and God is able. Verse 20. I'm going to try to wrap this up here. After he had heated up the furnace seven times, hotter, and he commanded the most mighty men that were in his, that was in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Said these, then these men that were bound in their coats, the housings, the hats, and the other garments, they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. You know what I noticed something about this? He said he commanded the mightiest men. Get the strongest men for these boys. They were boys, wasn't they? You know, bind them up. Tie their legs. I don't know if he bound them behind their back. Their feet. He said just bind them up. One thing I know is about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that it don't say. They weren't kicking and screaming, howling. They weren't saying, no, I ain't going in there. I love you, Lord, but they're going to have to put me in there. They're going to have to throw me in there. No. You know, when somebody's trying to push you through the door, you, I ain't going in there. No, you go. You go. They weren't kicking. They weren't murmuring. They weren't complaining about what they about to go through. You know, it's like, okay. I think, in fact, they was probably saying, you ain't even got to bind us up. We'll walk in the fire. I believe that's how much confidence that they had in their God. Said, you ain't got to tie us up, O King. I believe they said, we'll walk right on in there. You know, devil ain't got to tie you up. Walk right on in there. If God ordained it, then God knows that he's going to bring you out of it. If God brought you to it, then he's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you out of what he brought you to. And so, he said, these, the strongest men, to bind them up, and these men were bound in their coats, and their housings, their hats, their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. My God, now that's a fiery trial. You know, one of Paul said, you know, we have not resisted unto blood. What Paul was saying, we ain't gone through nothing. You know, we haven't gone through nothing. Ain't nobody came over here, man, got a machete or a gun and said, denounce the Lord. You know, or do we want to say yet? Do we want to say yet? You know, he said, oh. He said, but these men were bound in the, I did that already. Hallelujah. Verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king, here it is. Here, these, they bound these guys up and threw them on in there. And he said, didn't we throw three people in there? He said, oh, that's true, O king. We did put three people in there. And he said, lo, I see four men, not just four men, but loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. What God trying to tell us? Did this really happen? Do y'all believe this really happened? Is this the word of God? Is this just one of those good stories? He said, in the midst, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth one is like the Son of God. He said, they have no hurt. Here it is. They threw them in the fiery furnace. He said, I see them loose. Well, God said, look, though you might be in the fire right now, though you might be in a hard place right now, you are loose even in the place that you're in. That's what God said. You're loose in your trial. You're not bound by your trial. You're still loose. You're loose in your trial. And you ain't by yourself in your trial, he's saying. There's a fourth person in there with you. That's somebody walking with you. That's somebody covering you. Keeping the flames and the fire off of you. Keeping the hurt off of you. Keeping the harm from you. And that fourth one is like the Son of God, he said. It's Jesus in there. It's Jesus with you. That's who's in the fire with you. That's who's walking. That's why you ain't got no hurt. That's why you still coming to church. That's why you still praising God. That's why you still lifting up holy hands. You're loose. Because you go through what you go through, that don't mean you're bound. That don't mean you can't open up your mouth and say, Lord, thank you. Give them the fruit of your lips while you can. Because maybe one day you won't be loose. But you're loose right now in the fire. And there's somebody else in there with you. God is with you in your trials. He's with you in your situation. He's with you in your test. It's only a test. Daniel said, they that know and the people that know their God. You got to know who God is for yourself. And the only way you can know God is for yourself is going through the fire sometime. It was just three of them. Sometimes you got to go through the fire by yourself. We ain't gonna always be able to go through the fire with Pastor. She's going to say, well, Al, you got to go through the fire. This is for you. Jackie, Gwen, y'all got to go. I've been through the fire. I already been through that fire. It's time for you to go through the fire so you can know who God is. They knew their God, but somebody else didn't know their God. Somebody else don't know who we serve. Oh, Jesus said, look, we know who we serve, but y'all don't know who y'all serve. People don't know who they serving out there. They don't know what to do out there. But we can tell them. I've been through that, man, before, but I got out of it. God delivered me out of it. Yeah. People were knocking on my door, talking about, is this house for sale? It wasn't because of me. As Jack and them said, let me clear up your child. But people was knocking on my door, talking about, is the house for sale? Because whoever had it before us wasn't doing right by it. You know, we've been through the fire. We can tell somebody a thing or two because we've been through a thing or two. And I don't know about nobody else. I know y'all been through a thing or two. You can tell somebody a thing or two. So when you get these hot, fiery trials, know that you ain't by yourself. Know that God is in the fire with you. Know that you're going to come out of this trial. You're going to come out. And they said, look, if he don't, we know that he's able. God is able. And he will. That's the part I want to keep. He will bring you out. He will deliver you by a strong hand and a stretched out arm. God is with you. I don't care. God made the fire. He made the fire. No, he can tame the fire. There's some folk out there playing with the fire, getting burnt. But God ain't got to play with the fire. He made the fire. He answered by fire. He delivers by fire. He is fire. He is the fire. And he's going to come again with fire. God is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. I mean, he is. You're going to go through some stuff, but we're going to come out. Verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be. Well, let me get to the part where he pulled them out of the fire. Because somebody might not be believing that they came out the fire. You know, this is, everybody probably done preached this 100 times. And the princes and governors council saw the men in the final pile. Yeah. Saw these men, verse 27, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Man, it didn't cause you no hurt. Ain't going to have no power over you. Look at that. What kind of God is this? I wonder if he found out what kind of God was that he was talking about. Did he find out that God, he said, nor was there any hair of their head singed. Y'all know hair burn quick and easy. But you walking in a fiery pit, your hair ain't even singed, your clothes ain't got no smoke on it, you come out smelling like a rose. I bet they came out smelling better than them when they went in there. You know? Not even the hair on their head was singed, the Bible says. Not one hair was singed on their head. He said, and then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He may as well added Daniel in there too, because they serve the same God, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed. Oh, my Lord. They changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Here it is. He's saying, look, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Somebody want to bless your God today. Somebody want to bless your God on your job. Somebody might want to bless your God in your house. Don't worry about the fiery stuff that you're going in. He said, God, who has sent an angel and delivered his servants who trust in him. Only God gonna deliver those that trust in him. Blessed is he that trusted in God, who put not their confidence in princes. Blessed is the man who trusts in God, who put not their trust in princes. You got to trust God. God is telling us over and over, we got to trust God. We got to trust him for the hard things. And he said, and have changed the king's word. Oh, they made the king's word go back on him and yield their bodies. You got to yield your body too sometimes. You got to give up your body. They was willing to give their bodies up as a sacrifice. Paul said, look, I beseech you, brethren and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. He said, I must present your body. They presented their body. They weren't kicking. They weren't howling. They weren't screaming. They weren't saying, well, Lord, here I go again. I'm still ain't came out of that, Lord. Well, I just hope, I pray that you get me out of this so I can go to that one. No, whatever God brings you to, you can handle it. Whatever measure of faith that God dealt unto you, you can handle it. So it don't make no difference how hot it get. So they yield their bodies. They gave their bodies up for a sacrifice. God is telling us to give your body up. Find something this year, next year, tomorrow, today, to sacrifice for. Give it up for some kind of reason that's going to give God the glory. They were giving God glory. Throw us in the fire. Ain't too many of us say, look, bring that on. Bring it on. You know, I might have a fiery trial after this or so, after I get through preaching. And y'all make sure you call me. Call me on it. Yeah. Don't let me be talking and not living. James said we got to be a doer of the word. Y'all see me stumbling and, hey, look, Al, you just remember what you just said? See how humble I am then. You know, call me on mine. I want to be saved. I want to give God the glory. I want to lift him up as high as I can. Not with my hand, not with my praise, but with my body, a sacrifice. I want to give it to him because it belonged to him anyway. It's not my own. This body don't belong to you. It belonged to God. Know ye not, Paul said, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and not your own, but God's? It belonged to God. So we're yet learning how to give this body over and keep it under. We're yet learning. So Paul said, I beseech you, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is, he said, your reasonable. I forgot that, didn't I, Pat? It's reasonable. I didn't ask you out. He ain't asked you nothing unreasonable. So whatever you find yourself in is reasonable. It's reasonable. If you lose your job, it's reasonable. Because God got a plan for you. Look what happened here. Therefore, 29, I make a decree, it's the king, that every people, nation, language, would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Man, y'all say one word against this God. Say anything. You fix your mouth to say something about this God. He says, shall be cut in pieces, not only you, but everybody in their household. I'm going to get rid of you because I've seen what this guy can do firsthand. And y'all seen it too. That's what those Pharisees and those Sadducees said. Look, we have seen notable miracles, which we cannot deny. You know, notable. There are notable things that we can't deny that was the power of God and him alone. He said, you, your houses shall be cut in pieces and made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. I don't know none either. I don't know no other God that can deliver like this God. Not one bit. So what you find yourself going through, God got a reason for it. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can't be promoted. You can't go to the next level unless you go through something right now. God wants to keep telling us that God wants to take us higher and higher. He don't want us to keep walking around the same old trial, the same old situation. He told him, said, look at here. Y'all walked around and compassed this mountain long enough. He said, come up hither. Let's go up hither. What's up hither? North. Let's go up north. He said, what's up north? We're going up out of this. God is saying, I'm bringing you out of the trial. I'm bringing you out of the fire. The fire that you're in now is for a promotion. Might be a promotion on your job. Might be a promotion somewhere in your house. Might be a promotion in your spirit. God finna promote somebody. Somebody finna get some kind of promotion. We're going to hear the testimony. And those that are listening, call in. Let us know that you got promoted because of the fire that you've been going through. You just ain't going through for no reason. God got a plan for your life. And we got to be made. Every time that you find yourself in a situation that's hot and don't feel good, think about that hammer. Pink. God trying to. Pink. That blacksmith just hammering. Hammering. He's shaping. God is shaping you for what he wants you to be. He's trying to make something out of us. Something. It's a song we see. Something beautiful. Something nice. Something good. He's trying to knock all the bad stuff off of us. He's trying to knock all that bad stuff off of us. Hang in there, saints of God. God got a promotion for you. Promotion in your spirit. And we sure need promoted in our spirits. Promotion in your mind. Mind might not be thinking right. Promotion in your heart. Notice I ain't say promotion in getting you a bunch of money. God going to take care of his people. God is not like man. No, he ain't. He going to take care of his people. He ain't tell us come begging for no money and this, all this other stuff. God said he provide all our needs. Ask largely, he said. And I know people take that and ask for $1 million. But I want more of you. Can't get no larger than that. I want more of your spirit. I want more righteousness. I want more holiness. I want more understanding. That's asking largely. Ask him while you're going through the fire. Lord, make me what you want me to be. I'm at your disposal. God bless you this morning. You're coming out of the fire. God is in there with you. If you believe that, give God some glory.
I got to praise him too.
You coming out. You coming out. You coming out. It's a fiery thing out there. It's a fiery furnace out there in the world. And we don't know which way to turn sometimes, but we got to look to Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. Whose mind is stayed on thee shall be kept in perfect peace. You ain't be worried about the fire you're going through. God is the fire. He's in the fire with you. Know that you're never alone. Anybody need prayers? God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer this morning? Remember to continue to pray for Brother Flippo. That God will bring him out of the fire. And whatever else that they're going through. Anybody need to be saved this morning? Anybody want to come back to the Lord this morning? We're going to give you an opportunity to step out of the fire and into the fire. You step out of the fire, you step into the fire and you come to Jesus. Because you're going to go through. But when you're in the fire out there without Jesus, you're just out there. You know? So step out the fire. Anybody need to step out the fire and come and get in the fire where it don't have no power over you, don't have no hurt, won't make you say, ouch. Say, what's, you can use some prayer. Come on up. We can give you some prayer. I need some prayer warriors. I need those that were praying. What you need, my brother Jeff? Pray.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, there's this old guy that said, be careful.